The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. We always know that it's hard to say goodbye. It's one of the toughest things you can do. But this is my final lesson here at Rose Avenue Church of Christ. I'm so grateful, thankful, and honored, appreciative, and loved by you all. I've only been here 4 years. Came here a Christian man. But I was lost, wandering in the world of wilderness, seeking for answers, seeking for the truth. But I found it here in a small, powerful congregation to whom I owe a lot to of my spiritual guidance and growth. Became even stronger, man of God, a trust in His Word, His love, because His love is what we have in our hearts. To believe in Him always, to never doubt or be discouraged. So I say these things to you because I would be leaving Rose Avenue, Church of Christ, this wonderful congregation, wonderful leadership, a wonderful preacher. It's farewell for now, but I shall return. And I will sit in the same seat when I left. So I'd like to quote some scriptures about goodbye. Starting in the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 6, verse number 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and His grace and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Psalms chapter 21, verse number 6. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with joy of your presence. Psalms 37:23. The Lord make firm the steps of one who delight in Him. Jeremiah 22:10. Do not weep, for the dead king has mourned his loss. Rather weep bitterly for him who exalts. But he shall never return nor see the native land again. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Let's turn to the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians 5, verse number 23. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord will be with you all. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 23 and 24. Peace to the brothers and sisters. Love with faith in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with undying love. Titus chapter 3, verse 15. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greetings to those who love us in faith. Grace be with you all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, striving for the restoration, encouraging one another, being one mind, living in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you all. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Revelations chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Finally, Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse number 10. To everything, there is a season, time for every purpose under heaven, time to be born, time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, time to build up, time to weep, time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to love, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. Like I said earlier, it's hard to say goodbye. I grow fond of you. And I hope in Missouri that I can find the same love and friendships that I have here. Rose Avenue will have a special place in my heart. Truly miss you all. I hope you will pray for us in our new chapter in life. And we will always pray for this congregation that they continue to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. In the song book, song number 512, in the verse Genesis chapter 31, verse number 45. May the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from another. At the end of every lesson, we attend to give a invitation to those who need prayer from the brethren. God will be with you. God is always near. All you have to do is call on Him. So if you need help, please come as together we sing hymn number 316.